The Grammys. Oh, the Grammys. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. As tempting as it is to say something about Nicki Minaj's bizarre and offensive performance at the Grammys last Sunday, I'm honestly speechless about it. I think I should be offended due to the abuse of so much religious imagery, but no one is sure of the message she was actually trying to communicate. Someone actually tweeted that her performance might be marked as the death of hip-hop. While that eulogy may be premature, what struck me about the evening wasn't Minaj or even Katy Perry's attempt to make a statement to her ex-husband. It was how pitiful their performances seemed alongside of those of the Civil War's Jennifer Hudson, Glen Campbell, and especially Adele, whose unbelievable voice captivated the entire music scene of 2011 and led to her dominance of the Grammys. In a very real sense, real music won a significant victory, and real music has been the loser of this overproduced who-can-be-the-most-shocking chapter in recent music history. As Christians, we should value creativity and artistic beauty, and this was a step in the right direction. For ThePointRadio.org, I'm John Stone Street.